Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
So many students today struggle big time with depression. Relationships are key to them. And if they don't feel like they have anybody at that school that they really connect with, oh, man, yeah, anxiety, depression. You know, when schools ask me to come in and speak, and honestly, I don't do as many public schools anymore, but the number one topic they ask me to speak on is bullying. The number of kids who have been picked on is terrible, and that leads to insecurities, and that leads to depression. Right after chapel today at Northwestern, I had an individual come up to me and just talk to me about the fact that when they were younger in school, they were bullied in terrible ways. And that leaves scars. That leaves emotional pain that some carry around with them for the rest of their lives. So we need to be sensitive to our children, what they're going through, what they're experiencing. Listen to them and remember the best time to communicate with the teenager is nighttime. They are typically nocturnal beings. So even though you have to get up early in the morning, taking some time and listening to them is huge. Another place you'll find a teenager will open up to you is in the car when you're driving, because you're not looking at each other. You're looking out the window, and sometimes they'll just start opening up. If that happens, take the long way home. You know, circle the neighborhood 20 times. I mean, strike while the iron is hot and take advantage of opportunities to listen to your children.
Is there a question or an approach that we can take so that we don't maybe dive in too deep? Because I'm sure as parents, we always want to sort of rush in and fix right away too sometimes.
Yeah, and again, the same thing is true with a teenager as it is with husband and wife, meaning teenagers are typically emotional communicators. Not all, but a lot of them are. So when they come to you and say, this has been the worst day of my life and everything went wrong, and our response is, well, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Well, you know what? That is a wonderful biblical truth. But that's exactly what they don't need to hear. And you have just responded to their emotion with fact. Don't do that. When they come to you and say, this is the worst day of my life, you need to be like, honey, that must be so hard. I am so sorry. Tell me a little bit. What went on? What happened? Open the door for them more to share. And when you respond with that emotion, it's going to open them to the truth, because they feel like you understand them.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.